Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. You know it's my favorite radio station. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are still creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. So that means even you, yes, you, I'm talking to you. I know you don't think she's talking to me. I know you must think she must be talking to them. I know you must be thinking, hey, I can never get out of what I'm in, and I've been in it so long, I don't even know how to be in anything else. But yes, I am talking to you, because all it takes for you to get to the next level is for you to change your mind. You see, your circumstances have nothing to do with where you are. What happened to you in the past has nothing to do with where you are right now. What has to happen is for you to make a decision that you are no longer going to do what you always did, so you'll keep getting what you always got. For you to make a decision that you are going to elevate to the next level, because you don't know what you don't know, and you're no longer going to think you know. Let me say that again. You realize that you don't know what you don't know, and you are no longer going to think that you know. You know, this is important because I was at a place in my life when I was living check to Monday. Now, you know, you got to be crazy, or something has to be wrong with you if you have a degree from Northwestern in economics, finance, and math, Loyola University, you've written books, and you're helping all these people get their money straight, but your money is jacked up. It's something wrong with that. And the whole idea is this. I did not know what I did not know, and I had the nerve to think I knew, but I didn't. And so this is about you going to the next level. And, you know, there's a scripture that says that plans fail for lack of advisors, but with many advisors, they succeed. Let me repeat, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. So today's million-dollar topic is this: your network determines your net worth. And I have none other than my business partner and sister in time. We're not sisters in crime. We are sisters in time, because in time, we're going to take this whole thing to a whole nother level. She's a mogul. That's what she's being described as now. We once called her a legend. She elevated to icon, and now she's a mogul with so many things happening in the world of entertainment. She has gone from being just the first female MC that we heard on the mic that just hit it and lit it like the guys, to doing voiceover and now acting and producing and running a global firm in the area of production and management. So none other than MC Light is here with me in the studio today.
Hey, Dr. Lynn.
Hey, how are you?
I am well, thank you.
You know, when we talk about your network determining your net worth, one of the things that I heard, I remember being, I think, at a Les Brown event, and he said, if nine of your friends are broke, you're going to be number 10. If nine of your friends are on drug, you probably need to look out for your pipe. If nine of your 10 friends are gambling, it's this whole idea that you are truly the company that you keep.
Yes.
And I know that one of the things that you have done your entire career, and you know, so it's one thing to have a career for 30 years. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to have a career for 30 years in the belly of the beast known as entertainment.
Yeah.
I've done everything. I've got a husband. I've got three children. I've been to seminary. I've gone to college. I've helped people through all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I have done nothing that compares in terms of difficulty and struggle. Nothing compares to being in the entertainment industry. And so I would have to say that it has to do with your network. One of the reasons why you have maintained not only your credibility, but you have maintained your good mind. You have not compromised yourself. You have not fallen to the wayside. How did you know early on to put yourself in the right network?
Oh, goodness. I think it was something that my mom instilled in me a long, long time ago in building the foundation, just the development of who I was going to be. She would always say, you know, watch the company you keep. So even at a young age, you know, in junior high school, high school, it certainly there is a delineating line that separates those who are looking to accomplish some huge things throughout their life, and then those who really don't care, and those who unfortunately may have been tainted by the wrong crowd into thinking that they cannot do it. And I think most of us put ourselves into a position of cannot do by being with those who cannot do, or who refuse to do, or who have convinced you that you are not as big and bad as God has made you to be.
Ooh, you know, you just said something.
What'd I say?
People who are trying to convince you that you are not as great as God says you are. People are trying to convince you. And, you know, I have to say this because you all know I just tell the truth. It just lands where it lands. If you get offended by it, oh, well, I don't mean anything. I'm just saying what it is. Mm-hmm. But there was a time and a place. Now, I had messed up. Mm-hmm. I had made some mistakes. But my own family turned against me. I mean, my own family was saying, I'm not this and I'm not that. And look at what she did. And people who I thought were my close friends. And I'll never forget, it was one of my aunts. You know, one of them has passed on. And she called, she said, baby, let me tell you, I see you and I know where you're going. Mm-hmm. And my other aunt, she said to them all when they were all at the Lynn bashing party, she said, oh, y'all talking now, but Lynn's going to come back. Lynn's going to come back. But everybody around me had somehow decided that, first of all, what I believe is they never really wanted me to succeed anyway. Mm-hmm. My success had to be connected to their success. And if my success was not connected to their success, then they saw my failure. They were clapping for my failure, you know, if you will. And, you know, lo and behold, God has been good. And yes, I have turned it around. I mean, God has done amazing things. We have built a great company and we've helped people build wealth and we've transformed. And so those same people who were saying I wasn't anything and how terrible I was, of course, they're sitting by the sidelines now. So what you're saying is so important for people to understand that your network does really determine your net worth, even if it has to do with just your mindset.
Yeah, just your mindset. And then the network of people around you are somewhat the soil that you're looking to plant your seeds into. You know, it's an extension of a family. It takes as much thought as you give to the person you will marry should be the thought that you give towards those you give your time to and those who are able to influence you within your sphere. There, within the sphere of your influence, you have to be specific and particular with those people you allow to come into your circle.
You know, one, it's so funny that you say that because, again, I'm telling some secrets here. So I'm exposing a whole lot of stuff right now. One of the things that people always assume, they assume, Lynn, you're so busy because I can never reach you. No, I didn't want to be reached.
Ooh.
I didn't answer your call.
Okay.
I didn't respond to your text message. I didn't feel like it. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the capacity. I may have had the time, but I chose to do something else with that time. Mm-hmm. I chose to rest. Mm-hmm. I chose to pray. Mm-hmm. I chose to ask God for forgiving me and for whatever I had done that day or that week or whatever. And it's not that I did something that's terrible, that's reportable, but it may have been something I did to myself. It may be I didn't get enough rest. And so now I'm taking back what I stole from myself. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea that the reason why you didn't get a call back from me or a text message from me or whatever is because I'm too busy. Let me tell you something. It's not always that I'm busy. It's that I am choosing my time wisely so that I can be in a position to give to the world what I'm supposed to give to the world.
Absolutely. And that, without question, you have to be specific about your time. You have to be specific about the people who are, because that's part, all of it is really part of your network. It's just like when you get on the radio, Dr. Lynn, and you talk about, you know, making a million, making a family, one family at a time, one person at a time, one dime at a time, whatever that, the $1 at a time, whatever it is, that's not just money that you're talking about.
And people yes.
have to understand that when you wake up in the morning, you may have a wealth of time, but if you let stupidity and things that are not relevant preaching to where it is that you're trying to get to at the end of the day eat away at your time, then you're losing your wealth.
You are losing money because time is money. You can get money back, but once you have spent your time, mm-hmm. you cannot get it back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. Today's topic, your net worth determines your network. But we got to take a break for news and traffic with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We are still creating millionaires, one family at a time, one day at a time, one dime at a time, $1 at a time. And when we talk about the family, your family is not just the people who you are related to by blood. Mm-hmm. I have MC Light here in the studio with me, and your network determines your net worth. And if nine of your friends, family members, sisters, cousins, running buddies are broke, you are bound to be number 10. Now, that doesn't mean that you turn your back on these people. It doesn't mean that you look down. It doesn't even mean that you're better. Let's be clear.
It's the result of time spent.
Yeah.
What did you spend your time on that you are here?
Yeah.
And what you don't want to do is mimic what they've done.
Ooh.
Which is why you have to go get a whole new network.
Wow.
Or realize the network that has some sort of value and you have the value. And I don't mean money. See, we can't. It's almost like, you know, super rich. The state of being.
The state of needing nothing.
State of needing nothing. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's the wealth. When you take a look at where other people are, you can see where their time went to. And so you want to be able to be in the midst of folks that are doing what it is that you want to do or wanting to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You and your homie can come up together as long as you hold each other accountable for what it is that you're after and be responsible to one another.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm just going to say this to all the people who have the thought. There's someone in your life who you feel they've changed. There's someone in your life who you think, well, you know, oh, they think they're too good for us now. Let me help you understand something. Mm. I want you to let that go.
They made a choice.
I want you to let that go.
Yes.
Because the best thing that you can do, instead of choosing to be offended, now, they may have done something to offend you. They may have said something wrong to make themselves seem better than you, or they may not be as sophisticated as I am with ignoring calls. Because see, I'm sophisticated with it. Because and let me tell you something. It's not just ignoring calls from everybody. It's ignoring calls from anybody. When I am on the road working, I don't have time to chit chat with my husband, like just chit chatting all day. I know people who are on the road and you just chit-chatting all day with your... Let me tell you something. If I'm chit-chatting with you all day, I'm not going to make any money when I come home and I'm not going to be happy at night. So how about that? So it's a whole idea of what am I going to spend my time strategically doing? And so if you feel like someone has moved on or left you behind, the best thing you can do is pray. Pray for their well-being. Pray for their safety. Pray for their prosperity and pray for their happiness, because I'm going to tell you, the people who I know, I want them to be successful. I want them to be so successful that at some point they will find something for me to do. How about that? Oh, I'm telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
Because what happens is we get hurt because we feel like we've been left behind. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, you may need to be left behind so they can get to where they're trying to go, so they can bring you with them later. Mm-hmm. You might not be able to go right now. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I appreciate about many of my friends who are also business partners, but they are on Lynn's list, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. I've worked with her for 20 years, but there have been seasons where we haven't talked for 3 or 4 years because I had to go get planted and then find a way to pull her in. Same thing with Monica and David Poland, who do real estate. Same thing with Cecilia Marlowe, who's on Lynn's list, who handles the mortgages. So there are people who are in my network that I don't talk to every day, and they are okay with it because they understand that I'm somewhere setting a place, setting a table so that they can come and eat at later. And that is not just an exclusive table. I welcome other people to the table as well. So when people move on, love them.
Yeah.
Be happy for them. Take them to the next level. You know, the other thing that I want to talk about, like, is very early on in your career, because I don't think people know, like, you were supposed to go to college, and what happened? You had actually enrolled in college.
I had enrolled in college. I actually sent my $500 deposit to Norfolk State University, and before I could get there, I got a record contract, and my mom really didn't want me to be that far away with that, in addition to just going to school and trying to be successful and passing grades in school. So she asked me, would I consider going to school in New York?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay. So I wound up, you know, saying, chucking off that deposit, and I enrolled at Hunter College. And I went 2 days, and on my second day was the announcement of a tour that I was going on in Copenhagen in Denmark.
You know, let me tell you what's so important about that. You didn't stay stuck, and your mother did not stay stuck.
Right.
And you did not get caught up in the fact that you had sent the money in. There are so many people who are stuck because they sent the money in. Let me tell you something.
Sent the money in.
Oh, I already paid for that. Let me tell you something. There are so many things that I have spent money on that once I got to the point of decision of acting on that, I was like, this no longer serves me.
Right.
So let me cut my losses now so that I don't invest more money or time or energy. As a matter of fact, I think you were shocked when I took my little retreat to Hawaii alone by myself, because you know me. I'll say I'm going to go somewhere, and then I'll get home and I'll be like, I'm not going.
Either that, or you'll get there and want to invite every family. Oh, where's my cousins? Come on now. Hop on the plane.
Yeah.
But you know what I was going to say? In some cases, that is God working. That is God using you to bless another. Because I can't tell you how many times I've gotten paid for a job that I did not have to do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. My girl MC Light here is in the house. We're talking about how your network determines your net worth. And woo, my goodness, we got a surprise. We have something coming up that's going to blow your socks off, and we're so excited about it. We're going to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back. WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. My girl MC Light, of course, is still here in the studio. And Light, you know, we have been talking about ways to maximize our wealth through the partnerships that we have and through the connections that we have. And I know that ever since I was a child, I've always kind of likened myself to be a chameleon. So I'm not fake. I'm not going to sell myself out. But when I see someone who's successful, when I see someone who's successful, I kind of mold and shift to be that successful thing. So I take on those attributes. And you have been a long time staple at BET. You know, you and your voice and the BET Awards are just synonymous, like they go hand in hand. And I'm excited because you have been not only the voice of the BET Awards, but involved with BET. And so Lewis Carr, mm-hmm. you're very familiar with Lewis Carr.
Absolutely.
Yes, he is doing a masterclass.
Yes.
And we have coming on with us right now, Chandra Simmons. She's the director of strategic partnerships right here at WVON, coming on to talk to us about something that people can do today, right now, because right. We talk about everything. We talk about getting to the next level. We talk about being financially free. We talk about how we're going to cure all the ills in the world, but we also have to have the mechanism and the means to make that happen. So Chandra, welcome. You are on WVON.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So tell us all about this masterclass. And I think MC Light also has a surprise for us. So tell us about the masterclass taking place.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, something new and exciting we're doing at WVON is focusing on our audience and really making sure that everyone is intentional about their personal development and their success and really owning that. And so this Saturday, August 3rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., we're hosting our WVON's Master Sales Class. And I'm so proud to, yes, it's in partnership with Mr. Lewis Carr from BET. He's the president of media sales, as most of you know. And we're really excited about it, and so is he.
Wow. So, Light, can you tell, what do you know about Mr. Lewis Carr?
I just know that I would say that if I weren't in the position that I was in, I would love to sit down in a masterclass of Lewis Carr's because I know that I'd learn something that would be unforgettable, highly usable. And I'd say that if I weren't who I am, but because I'm in business, I'd still want to be there, period. You know, even being MC Light, I'd still want to see what it is that he brings to the forefront. Because like you said, you know, those who have done it before, why reinvent the wheel? You want to get close enough so you can find out the secrets of the successful. And he is certainly that.
Wow. And I don't know if everybody knows who Lewis Carr is, but Lewis Carr has been with BET since the beginning. I mean, since
inception, you know, with Bob Johnson.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yo MTV Raps and Rap City and, you know, all of those things. I mean, he was before Yo MTV Raps. So mm-hmm. Yo MTV Raps kind of came after Rap City. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of been not only a conveyor of Black entertainment, but the curator of the financial expansion of Black entertainment television. So being the president of sales, he has had some techniques, and he is from the west side mm-hmm. of Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, like, that you say that if you had a chance to learn from him, you would, even being MC Light. So I think we're excited to announce, Chandra, is MC Light going to be in the house this weekend?
MC
yes,
Light will
I'm
be
so
in the
excited
house.
About that.
Absolutely. Don't want to miss out on this opportunity.
So, Chandra, what can we expect from Lewis Carr and with a few sprinkles of wisdom from MC Light this weekend?
Sure. So, Lewis Carr, he said, we can expect the unexpected. That's his answer every time he's been asked. But from my understanding, you know, it's a very untraditional sales class. It's not in a conference room. We're not sitting at a desk. You're not filling out a form and having those questions answered. No, you're going to have high participation. There's going to be role playing. You know, he even said there's going to be some prizes and surprises. And so, you know, I hope that everyone comes with, you know, an open mind and really with the attitude of learning. And we're so excited that MC Light is going to be coming in. And it's going to be a really great day. We're selling tickets. They're available on Eventbrite. You can search WVON's Master Sales Class, as well as visiting the WVON website.
Okay, so go to WVON.com. We're going to be talking about it. And Light, you're going to be in the house. So yeah. you have something to give away to the folks who are going to come out?
Oh, absolutely. We have books. You know, we have Unstoppable by myself, which is a book of precepts that I live by that, you know, has helped me persevere throughout 3 decades of being in this business.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have Dr. Lynn Richardson's book, The Symphony, which we'll be giving away. So it's important that you be there. It's, you know, this book right here, How to Manage Multiple Streams of Income, that's what we need to be talking about as entrepreneurs, how it is that we create these avenues of income, be able to maintain them and successfully run them. That's what we're looking to do.
Well, let's make sure everybody understands. Everybody doesn't get a copy. No. There are going to be prizes and giveaways.
Yes. Yes.
So we want you to get in the house. So Chandra, you know, I know who should be there. So
entrepreneurs,
salespeople, mm-hmm. sales professionals, yes. financial yes. professionals, insurance agents, real estate agents, mortgage professionals. Mm-hmm. If you are in the business of selling anything, and what I heard, I mean, I don't know if you guys know all of my story, but this is not my first go round with radio. I was the host of The Real Deal in Real Estate on WVON. Back in the early part of the century. And one of the things that I tell people is I built a following before there was social media, before there was even an iPhone, before there was anything. I mean, we had flip phones and Nextels back then with the little chirp on the side. And I built a following because I understood this. Everything is sales. I don't care what you are doing. If you are a stay-at-home mom, you need to sell your children on how to cooperate so you can have a happy household. Mm-hmm. If you are a entrepreneur, if you are a director of something, if you are a teacher, you need to know how to sell your children in your classroom on how to cooperate so they can learn. You need to sell other administrators on an idea that you want to teach. So what I really love about this, Chandra, is the whole idea of this being a master sales class. And I don't think anybody is excluded, right?
I absolutely agree. I second everything you say. You could not have said it any better. And I think that we really got to get out of this this fixed mindset, you know, and really transition to a growth mindset. Everything we do is selling. You know, you're selling yourself. You're presenting yourself to a corporation or the friend or the family. And if you have to influence someone and you want to make impact, it's important for you to know how to sell, period.
Yeah. Yes, and a heavy part of that is just being able to communicate. And knowing Lewis, he's probably going to address so many aspects of what it takes to be successful, including sales, including communicating, including collaboration, teamwork, running your team, leadership. You know, I can see it now.
Yeah, and you know what I love about Lewis Carr so much is that, yes, he's from the west side of Chicago, but he is a smooth operator. And what I love, you know, he educates not only men, but women about, yeah, you can still be from where you are, but you got to know when to turn that on. You got to know when to turn that off. You got to know how to get to the next level. You've got to know. And what I love about him is he doesn't, you know, if somebody makes a mistake, he doesn't just throw you away. He takes you to the side and he teaches you, okay, listen, you didn't understand that if you show up late, then you are messing up this, this, that, and the other. So I just love the life lessons, yeah. The sales lessons. So everybody come on out this Saturday, August 3rd. Get your tickets at WVON.com. Let me tell you something. If you want to get to the next level, you have to invest in yourself. We buy enough coffee. We buy enough crap. We go to the club. We do all of that stuff. So I want you to invest in yourself and understand that this is a part of your business. So it's a tax write-off. We want you to come out and see Lewis Carr.
Space is limited.
Yes, space is limited. We want you to see him this Saturday. And we got a special treat because not only will MC Light be in the house, I'll be in the house. Now I'll be standing on the sidelines learning. But we will be there. So thank you so much, Chandra. And we look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, baby.
Alrighty. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We will be right back after this break for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flona. But wait a minute, I think MC Light wanted to say something before we go.
Where
did we get the tickets from? Oh, the tickets, WVON.com. Right. Follow us on social media. Go to LynnMillionaire.com. Go to MCLight.com. Go to our Instagram, our Facebook pages. Anywhere you go that you find WVON, Lynn Richardson, or MC Light, you are going to see those tickets, and we can't wait to see you there, and we can't wait to see who's going to win the giveaways and the prizes.
Woo!
Thank you guys so much.
All right.
We'll be right back. WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. We are still creating millionaires one family at a time. Follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson and follow the radio show at Lynn Millionaire. So follow me at Lynn Richardson, follow the radio show at Lynn Millionaire. If you go to LynnMillionaire.com, you can get our podcast. You can listen to past episodes. You can go to our YouTube channel at LynnMillionaire.tv. You can hear and listen to the episodes and share them. You can take notes. You can get the knowledge. Today, we are talking about how your network determines your net worth. I'm so excited that we have something so great in store for you this weekend. But I want to talk now, Light, about how your network directly affects your paycheck.
Yeah.
Like it's a direct connection between what you do and your paycheck. Let me give you an example. I have been speaking for 20 years, actually longer than that. I have been telling people what to do since as long as I can remember being alive.
Yeah.
I remember watching a family video of me, and that was back in the day when the little the thing rolled around. It was the real old,
big old
home
tape
video
thing.
Tape thing. I don't even know what you call it. But I was watching this and there was a whole family, my grandmother, my uncles, cousins, but you heard this little squeaky voice the whole time. It was Lynn Richardson. Mm-hmm. It was Lynn. I wasn't Lynn Richardson then. It was my little squeaky voice. I never shut up. Mm-hmm. I was telling people what to do, telling them what my opinion was. Hey, let's do this. I was always organizing things. So there was a time I spoke and I didn't get paid. Then I slipped into the category. I was doing a little radio. I'm working for Russell Simmons. I'm running his company. I'm helping MC Light. So I'd come out and speak and they'd give me a little honorarium. You know, they give me enough for gas money and a meal. But once I started appearing on the Steve Harvey show, everything changed. My fee quadrupled. Like it went. And I remember there were times when like people couldn't get you, but they could get me. And although my fee wasn't your fee is way up there. It was respectable. And mm-hmm. so your network, who you are associated with, mm-hmm. definitely has an impact on your paycheck. Has that ever been have you ever had that situation where who you were connected to directed your pay?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole goal, I think. And I'll specifically speak to the music business. That's the whole deal with collaboration. You know, once I can do a collaboration with Janet Jackson and get a certain fee, there's a whole nother, you know, it's a whole nother level that becomes involved next time I go on tour, because I can say that I toured with Janet Jackson. I remember one time in the early 90s, I was invited to open the tour, a national tour, probably about 60, 70 dates. I was invited to open up for Criss Cross. And everybody kept saying, why would you want to open up for them? They're so young. Why would you want to open up for them? And my deal wasn't really about who was older, who was younger. We both had hit songs out and we both could fill the venue. And we had an audience that I wanted to be exposed to their audience and they wanted to be exposed to mine. So it felt like strategically, it was the best thing to do. And the tour was a complete success. And in that area, some people may not understand in the beginning why you wanted to work with MC Lyte.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't understand why I wanted to be on tour with Criss Cross. But in the end, they all saw it was one of the greatest opportunities. And many of the people that I'm in, you know, many of the people that I came up with was at the end was like, oh, I get it now. I understood why you did it.
Well, I can tell you this. If people didn't understand why I wanted to work with you, people certainly didn't understand why you wanted to work with me. They were like, who is she? Because I was a nobody when I came. I mean, I'm somebody. OK, let's be clear. Honey, I am somebody. I don't know who said it. I feel like the name is right. I think it's James Brown. Honey, I am somebody. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm Lynn and I'm proud. I'm a woman and I'm proud. I'm a human and I'm proud. So mm-hmm. I am somebody. Mm-hmm. However, in the industry, I had no traction.
Right.
I mean, I was running, you know, one of Russell Simmons' foundations, the Hip Hop Summit Action Network, with Dr. Benjamin Chavis, and that baton had been handed to me by Valicia Butterfield. And so I was doing what I felt I was called to do, but I hadn't done anything major. Certainly, I had taken an initiative and had brought the financial impact of home ownership for African-American families and families of color. But in your world, they thought that you needed a name, somebody who had been in the business, who knew everybody, who had the connections and so on. So how was that? How did that go for you in terms of here you are, MC Lyte? And you're no longer with your first manager who brought you to a certain level, mm-hmm. and then your second manager, and now you showing up with me. And when I started working with you, I didn't even have a title. You wouldn't even give me a title. But that's a whole nother story.
I didn't know titles were necessary. Just do what you do.
Yeah.
I think for me, in making the decision to work with someone who did not have this illustrious career in entertainment, was about the work. It was about doing the work, and it was about understanding that we were going to do this together. And it wasn't about some big old management company with a name thinking they were doing me a favor.
Wow.
You know, it was more about what are we going to build together?
How yeah.
are we going to get this thing off the ground in a bigger way than I had ever done it before? And I think you respected my desire to want to be more than just a rapper.
Right.
You know, when mm-hmm. I said I want a business, I want people smiling, I want employees, I want what Russell, you know, I want what Russell did.
Mm-hmm.
And when before working with you, when I talked to Russell, I was like, okay, who is this woman? You know, she called me up, she said she wanted to start a foundation and work with me. And he said, what? Lynn Richardson wants to work with you? And I was like, yeah. He was like, you better do that, because she's a brand builder. That's what
wow.
she does. And so with that, I was able to have a substantive conversation with you and move forward. And I'm glad I did, because what?
Oh, my God. We're doing it. The network.
On my network. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. Well, I'll tell you this. the one thing that I knew we had to do in the very beginning was that we had to monetize everything. We had to, you know, take things to a whole nother level. I knew that you wanted to expand your income streams. And yeah, I'm a brand builder, but I'm a rainmaker. I know how to make it rain in Jesus' name. I know what to do to build someone's empire. If you show me what your objectives are, I can put together a plan. I don't know it all. I'm going to get the right people. But we are just, you know, it has been a labor of love. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON. 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. I'm Lynn Richardson. You can go to LynnMillionaire.com, LynnRichardson.com, MCLightNow.com, and WVON.com. Your network determines your network. Your net worth, I'm sorry, determines your network. Your network determines your net worth. We got it right now, and we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.